It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
1039MyPigRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, where they're stronger, smarter, sensible. Millway with three locations to serve you, Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard. And on this Friday morning, April 16th, our friend, our guest from the community today is Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. here in Texarkana.
Welcome.
And it's great to have you in. We learned on Facebook, by the way, in case you didn't see the Facebook Live. It's up there.
Right.
You can, and we go into more longer detail on Facebook than we do on the radio because we have more time. So if you're interested in the things that she's about to talk about in a few minutes, you should check out the Facebook Live.
Please, yes.
At My Pig Radio. It's up there, and it'll be up there forevermore, I guess.
Yep.
As long as there's a Facebook. But anyway, we want you to know that that is there, too. Before we get into what you're here for, we found out that her and her husband have decided to become beekeepers.
I like this.
That is very interesting.
What inspired you?
You rescued a hive recently.
Yeah. So last spring, we decided to do this journey, and I really don't know what made me want to do it, because you have to be pretty crazy to want to do it. But just my husband was excited about it, and I was excited about it, so we just hopped on the journey and just learned as we went. Mm-hmm. And so you're talking about so it's called swarming. So bees, when they leave, their hive gets too big, they'll split.
Oh.
And then they'll go fly somewhere and land until they find a new home. And it's a big old cluster of bees. It's about the size of a football, usually.
Yeah, it was a big football.
Big football bees. And we had a neighbor say that they saw a swarm. They were beekeepers in the past. Uh-huh. And we're like, okay, well, we can go put them into our hive and have a new hive for free. Because a set of bees costs $150. And I was this is cool. So we did our thing, and now we have a new hive of bees. And
did it come with its own queen?
Yes. So when they split like that, they usually have already made a new queen. And that
and
queen
she's
hiding in the bundle with them.
How fascinating.
How interesting.
That is interesting. And, of course, I've heard so much about local honey is good for you, especially if you have allergies or something. So honey is in their future.
Yes.
and when they produce
with honey.
So when they produce it, she'll bring us a jar maybe. So there you go. That'd be great.
A little teaspoon.
A little teaspoon of tastings.
All right. Sounds good to me. But you are here, of course, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. And April is an awareness month. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Sexual assault is a really hard topic to discuss just because it's a very horrible thing. It's a very personal, intimate thing, and it's very awkward. But, you know, it happens in our community. 1 out of 6 women and 1 out of 33 men are victims of sexual assault.
Those are staggering numbers.
Let that sink in for 1 out of 6 on the female.
So there's 24 girls in the class.
Uh-huh.
That means 4 of them at some point in their life will experience this trauma.
Yes.
And that's just what's reported.
And that's what's reported.
So it's obviously higher than that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I believe definitely the men is a lot higher than what's reported.
Mm, all right. So it's higher. Yeah, because people...
It's so shameful.
Yeah, they just don't, for whatever reason, feel like they can come forward, even though they are a victim. And they
can.
So those are staggering numbers. Talk a little bit about, this is the awareness month, so we're trying to bring awareness and education, especially the younger people.
Maybe we can stop this.
Yeah, may feel pressured sometimes into doing things they don't want to do. And
you've got a neat acronym.
Yeah, so the first step, you know, when talking about sexual assault is just the word consent.
Mm-hmm.
And consent just means a yes.
Okay.
It's not an absence of a no. It's a yes, I want to proceed with this. Mm-hmm. So I have this really cool acronym that I learned the other day. It's called FRIES.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the F means freely given. So consent's freely given. So you're not pressured, coerced. You're not intoxicated or under the age of 17, 18, depending on your state. R means reversible. So you can initially give consent, and then in the middle of something, you can say, no, I don't want to do this anymore. So that's what reversible means.
Right.
I means informed. So you know what you're getting into. You know, if you're just ready to cuddle and Netflix and chill, that's what you're going to do. You're not going to do anything more. You're being informed.
Right.
You're enthusiastic. Both partners are excited about what's happening and what you're planning on doing, and then being specific again. Just, again, knowing exactly what you're getting into and what you both want.
Right, so FRIES.
FRIES. And I like the example. So if it was younger children and parents we all get a little nervous because we want the perfect life for our child. But the example you gave is something about two friends holding hands.
Yeah, so a lot of parents get really scared when they talk about consent with their kids, and I try to put it in a way like this. So if two young girls, like best friends, you know, one friend is like, hey, I want to hold your hand walking down the hallway, which little girls do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're holding hands walking down the hallway. They gave consent to hold hands. And then one little girl's like, no, I don't feel comfortable holding your hand anymore. They're taking away their consent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really simple way of saying yes and no. Like, right. This is my body. I don't want to hold your hand anymore. Or yes, I do want to hold your hand.
Right.
And that's just a simple way to kind of bring consent into the conversation.
Yeah, so it can
and
it's
be very innocent.
It's very innocent.
It can be as small as holding hands or whatever, right. Or yeah, or giving somebody a hug or whatever. You may decide, I don't think so after all. So
yeah,
you can always there's always room to change your mind,
right,
about what you're doing because
you can always reverse that consent.
It's your decision.
It's your body, and you like you said, your decision.
All right, mm-hmm. We'll continue talking with Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention Inc. as we continue on this Friday morning on The Pig. As I've told Anna several occasions, the first song that I got a request for when I started on radio,
right,
the Bellamy Brothers, Redneck Girl.
There we go.
That's been a while. But anyway.
Hey, that's okay. We'll walk back in history with you.
That was the first request I got. It is, or it would be, time for news, but we've had news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Yep, quality furniture, be the sponsor of our guest this morning, who is Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention Inc. here in Texarkana. It is Sexual Assault Awareness Month in the month of April, but you know, every month's important, but
yes.
This is the month that they pick out to be
to raise awareness.
Yeah, raise awareness and education and give advice on what you can do. I don't think we talked about this yet on the radio, but we talked about it on Facebook, the fact that, okay, a lot of times, most of the time, when someone is assaulted, especially this kind of assault, it's not the stranger that you don't even know,
right,
that came out of the bushes and attacked you, or whatever, although that happens sometimes.
Yeah, it does happen.
It's usually
what's the percentage
on that person.
You knew the person?
Yeah, trusted friend or family member or somebody that is in the circle of your life does something bad.
Yes, so that percent is 80%.
Wow.
80% of victims know who their attacker is.
That's a lot.
That's tragic.
Yeah, 80% know who their attacker is. So it could be a friend, coworker, family member, just if you know them, they're in your circle, hopefully your trusted circle, and then they violate your trust.
Yes, and the majority of the place that it happens most is in the victim's home. 55%, I believe, is what RAIN, which is the sexual assault website, said. It's 55% happened in the victim's home.
So this creates a lot of problems besides the attack itself, because you've got this situation where, okay, it is a friend or a family member or something like that, so you're trying to come forward. You're thinking about coming forward. How is this going to affect every facet of my life? But you can't think about that. You need to think about yourself, right?
Yeah, it's really scary. Every victim has different thoughts and feelings and what they're going through, but it's never your fault. You're not alone.
Right.
It happens to other people. I believe you. You know, a lot of people think that they're not going to get believed because it might be a family member or a friend. They're like, no, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they would. It happens
to
80% of the time, you know. So you come forward and you get the help that you need for yourself.
Right, and when's the best time to come forward?
So usually after an incident has happened, there's an exam called a SANE exam, sexual assault nurse exam, or a rape kit. Those are best to have been done about, you know, right after the incident has happened, which sometimes it doesn't happen that way. So go get it when you can, but it's usually best to do that afterwards. And you don't have to report it if you don't want to. You come forward when you're ready to report it and get out about it. So it doesn't have to happen immediately after.
Right.
It's better to, but if you don't, that's okay.
Right. It's your timeline.
It's your timeline.
And when you are ready to report and you don't have a trusted friend to assist you, that's where you guys come in.
Yes. So we serve victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and we have trained advocates and sexual assault advocates who are there to talk with you. They've been trained to know what some feelings that you might be experiencing. You know, they're not going to judge you or blame you. They're going to make sure you're safe, that you're taken care of, that you have a safe place to stay if you need to. And they will also accompany you to the hospital to get that exam and kind of talk you through it.
And that's extremely helpful.
I would think it would be in a situation right. like that where you're going somewhere like that and you're scared, you're afraid, you may have all kinds of feelings.
Right.
That, and so to have somebody there to say, here's what we do next.
This is the next part.
We're going to help you carry this out so that this doesn't happen to you or anyone else again, hopefully.
Right.
And I really want to emphasize that you do not have to, like, tell law enforcement or report the incident if you want to go get the rape kit or SANE exam done.
Right.
That is not a requirement for that. So if you wanted to go get it, go get it. And you're usually not going to be charged to get those exams. Usually they're paid by the state. So don't feel financially burdened to go get those exams or feel pressured.
Right. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, people don't, a lot of people don't have money just laying around going, oh yeah, I can go pay for this. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Well, during the exam, the friend that I spoke about on Facebook, she was also made aware of the fact that she should probably take some medicines to make sure that she continued to stay healthy. And they drew blood. And then 3 months later, they drew blood again to make sure that she hadn't contracted anything that the gift that kept giving. So that was another really important part of the process, because then she felt safer physically.
All right.
There was no lingering, what did I get?
Well, we'll continue talking with Trinity about this problem, which is unfortunately more prevalent than sometimes we realize because it goes on more than what is reported as we continue. But more of the best in most countries coming up next. Stay with us. 1039mypigradio.com. We've been talking and continue talking with Trinity from the Domestic Violence Prevention Inc. here in Texas County. They do so many important things for victims of sexual assault, trafficking, abuse, things like that. They are here to help you. And it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. April is. And we were talking about, you know, if you are assaulted in any way, and it, tell me if I'm wrong, it doesn't have to be, I don't know how to put this, but it doesn't have to be a complete sexual assault to be assaulted.
Yes.
You know what I'm trying to say there?
There doesn't have to be penetration for there to be sexual assault. So, that's a hard word to say, I know, but it does not have to be.
What time of day is it? Can we say that word?
Well, I think it's all right. Yeah. But any physical thing that is against your will is...
It's a violent crime based on control and humiliation.
Right.
That's the definition of sexual assault.
So don't let it happen to you. If you can, you know what I'm saying? Don't let it happen to you over and over again.
Right.
If something small kind of happens to you, if you don't stop it, the next time they try to do something like that, they may go further.
It escalates.
It escalates. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. So don't be afraid to say, uh-uh. Not going to put up with it. Not going to do it.
It's not an act of love. It's an act of dominance.
Right. So don't be afraid to do that. And you said there's other things like that you guys are there for besides just sexual assault.
Right. So we serve victims of, like you said earlier, domestic violence and human trafficking as well. So we do have an emergency safe house shelter for all of our clients to go to if they need to flee. Mm-hmm. We have counseling and support groups for domestic violence and sexual assault victims, just regular outreach services, just needing help, just finding a job, getting on the right track, finding housing and things like that. Mm. We're there and all free at no cost.
That's always good.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, it's very important. And as you mentioned earlier, it is more prevalent than you realize and it's underreported. So there's a lot of this going on and you don't have to put up with it.
Right.
No means
it's,
no.
Right. It's unacceptable,
regardless of your gender, mm-hmm. regardless if you're married, regardless mm-hmm. if you're in a dating relationship, regardless if you said yes at first, regardless if you're wearing a short skirt and someone just comes at you, regardless if you're a man and a woman has done it to you. Mm-hmm. Like Anna said, gender doesn't matter.
No.
It's never your fault.
Never your fault.
That's very good. Next break, we'll play a game. Anything else you want to get out before we stop this break, though, that we hadn't hit on?
If you guys are ever in a crisis situation, we do have a 24-hour crisis hotline. You can call that at 903-793-4357 any time of the day or night. Just talk about what's going on or get out of a situation. We're here for you.
Yeah, they're here to help all the time, 24 hours a day.
Don't suffer.
All right, Trinity will hang around because her and Anna and you people out there in Radio Land are going to play a game, and we'll do that in a minute or two on The Pig. The best of most country is on the Pig, 103.9 MyPigRadio.com. We're so glad that Trinity could hang around with us just to play a game.
Yes, because we're great at games.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Well, this is yes or BS. I'll give you a statement. You decide whether it's true all the way or part or all of it is made up. And I have to kind of weed through this to make sure it's not one that Anna's already answered before.
Okay.
Because the game we had today, I didn't like it. So I tossed it out.
Well, you have that right because you're in that chair.
Well, you like yes or BS.
I give you consent to do that.
Well, thank you, Anna. You like yes or BS.
I do.
Okay, here we go. The 1978 movie Grease. You've seen Grease, I guess.
Yes, I have.
Trinity?
Have
you? Trinity? Yes. Okay. Was originally supposed to star Patrick Swayze. Is that yes or BS?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starred John Travolta.
I'm going to say with no, because I think it would have been maybe somebody like the Fonz or somebody farther back. Swayze got famous later.
Okay. She says BS. What do you say there, Trinity?
I'm going to go with Anna. Okay. I'm not good with celebrity names. I know who John Stamos is.
Okay.
Not John Stamos.
Who?
John Travolta.
John Travolta, yeah.
I've already screwed up.
You know two people.
Yay!
Well, you know John Stamos and John Travolta. All right. Well, BS is right. You know who it was supposed to go to originally? You were right. The Fonz, Henry Winkler.
Because that makes more sense.
But he turned...
I have heard of him.
He turned the role down for fear of being typecast.
Well, he already was.
He already was.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Tom Hanks. You know him, right?
Yes, we do, both of us.
Originally turned down the role of Forrest Gump because he didn't think he could make the role believable.
I don't believe that.
No, he helped fund that movie.
Yeah.
I know that one.
You know
that
one.
She even knows the trivia.
Well, you're right because it is BS. All right, let's see. More movie stuff. In the 1997 movie Titanic...
Yes.
Tom Cruise's hands are seen when Jack draws a picture of Rose wearing her diamond necklace. Is that true?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't think they used Tom Cruise's hands in there?
They would have made a big deal out of having done that, and I've never heard it.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't heard that either.
You're right. It was actually the hands of the director, James Cameron.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. Let's see. Mount St. Helen is the most visited mountain in the world.
Right.
Is that yes or BS?
On visited mountain, I'd say no.
No.
Well, it is not right. Japan's Mount Fuji is the most visited mountain in the whole wide world.
That makes more sense.
All right. Let's see. A couple of more.
Okay.
The Scott Paper Company did not want to put their name on their toilet paper product when first produced because they were embarrassed.
That sounds stupid enough to be true.
Yeah, people were really conservative back then.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They were embarrassed about having their name on the TP.
But now they like the cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, and we've got two more. Ronald Reagan, who used to be president, signed Clark Gable's U.S. military service discharge.
I heard that somewhere. I'm going to go with yes. It's a random.
I have no idea.
Well,
but
Anna's full of random knowledge, so...
Yeah, Anna's smart.
Yeah, you better go with her on that one, because yes is the truth. And this is the last one.
Okay.
Yay.
Rubber bands last longer if you put them in the refrigerator.
That's true.
That makes sense. It condenses them.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
it is absolutely true.
They don't deteriorate.
You guys aced yes
or
BS.
We're so smart.
They're smarty pants. All right. So it sounds good. All right. Once again, Trinity, on the serious side of it, if there's anybody out there that feels like they've been abused or feel like they may be in a situation where they might be having trouble coming up, it's okay to reach out before something happens. How can they get a hold of you guys?
Give us a call at our crisis hotline, 903-793-4357, or call our offices at any time during business hours. We'd love to talk to you.
All right. And that the number, you can call them all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
They're there to help you. And even if it has happened, it's not too late. You can still talk to someone.
All right. So
don't suffer.
Don't suffer. Don't feel alone. Help is there.
Yep.
All right. Trinity, thanks so much for coming in.
This is really important.
Yeah,
Thank you. It's very important.
You're always... got lots of great knowledge for us and things that can help people. And we'll have to follow you along as you and your husband do the bee thing.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.